go out, explore Florida, and fall in love with these unworldly, there's no place like it, unworldly places like the Springs, and just respect it and fall in love with it and help us protect it. If these springs keep going under the radar with people, and if people don't see what's happening, there is a huge possibility we will lose some of these springs.
Oh, yeah.
And never be able to bounce back from it.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of what you do for work, whether that's like your social channel, if that's like your full-time thing, or if you have another job, like go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I am Danielle from the Florida Springs Passport. This has been such an amazing, fun roller coaster, I guess you could say. I launched the Passport about 2 years ago. I think we're going on 2 years. And yeah,
Sorry.
And it's so funny. So I guess to take it back, how I met Josh was during the planning and creating and development of the Passport, Josh had a Three Sisters Springs photo on social media. And when designing the Florida Springs Passport, I knew I had to bring in the best of the best photos that really captured the springs to get people excited to go. So I was on the hunt and I came across Josh's profile and just asked like, hey, I'm developing something. Would you be interested in licensing your photo to me for the Passport? And at first it was probably like, reading that, someone probably thought I was like a joker. I don't even know. Basically, I was shooting my shot and Josh was for it. So then we got to talking about how he was going to launch his own company.
Was my business like up and running at that point? Or no,
it was, we were just in talks. Mine was just in talks.
So we started at the same time. Right at the same time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have been in this journey together.
Yeah.
And we became friends out of it.
Yep.
So, but it all started was we were just starting our businesses from scratch. And so that's how I got a hold of Josh. And that's how we know each other.
Yeah.
But the concept came to me one day when we were, I just got back
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Like, what is the Florida Spring Passport?
Talk about that. Okay. So the Florida Springs Passport is an interactive guide on the top 20 Florida springs for you to go out and explore. A lot of people know some of the iconic springs, which is going to be like Wickiwatchee, of course, Rainbow River, where we are today.
Yep.
People know of Silver Springs, of course, some other big ones like Crystal River, but people don't realize we actually have so many more springs than that. And they're all so beautiful and unique in their own way. And so the guide is basically showcasing 20 springs, some of the popular ones, maybe some of the ones you've never heard of, for you to just go out and explore and see what you have in your backyard. I mean, some of these places are an hour away, 2 hours away. No one really knows about the springs. People come here for the beaches. So I just wanted to create something to get people excited. It's almost like a bucket list. I would kind of generalize it, like a fun, interactive bucket list.
It's almost like a, like a treasure hunt. Like you would go to these locations and you can like check them off in your passport.
Yep.
And like,
stickers inside the passport. Mm-hmm. And that's what I call the badges or stamps.
Yeah.
So if you see me on social media saying so-and-so claimed a badge, it's referring to just basically claiming the sticker that you've been there, almost like a passport stamp. Some of these locations that we feature inside the passport, they are places where you have to paddle to. I'll give an example, Cypress Springs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one out there to stamp a passport page, or like no one's patrolling or anything. There's no way to like claim anything. So that's kind of where the stickers came in claiming a badge. So I designed the stickers in the book to just commemorate your trip of just going somewhere.
Did you do all like the artistic stuff behind like all of like your logo and you did design all that?
Yes. I mean,
that's so cool.
I started, it was probably a year in the making. I didn't really have my logo done at first. You kind of just like get the idea and the concept and you run with the idea before like the final details. Mm-hmm. And once like the idea came to where I would have stickers as stamps, it made sense that my logo was almost, it's identical to the badge sticker as a stamp. So that's kind of how the logo got created. But all of the design work, I mean, I have had design help. Like there's been some design pieces that I have just used, but the whole idea, concept, creation, laying it out, putting together, 100% your girl.
Nice. That's I honestly, like, I didn't know that. That's really cool. What, I mean, from a creative aspect, I guess, what did you create them, like, did you use Photoshop, use Adobe Illustrator, like what, or like Procreate?
No, I actually used Canva.
Okay,
Canva
wow.
was brand new at the time, and I was really familiar with Shutterstock,
which
I know is not, anything elite, but for the job I was working for at the time, I was doing a lot of stuff for their social media accounts, and I was using Shutterstock for either stock images or for texting or for like removing backgrounds. So when Canva came about, I kind of just like dove into that. And I will say it opened up a whole new world because it just gave creators anything and everything at their fingertips. It's almost like, here you go, run wild and let's see where your creativity takes you.
Okay.
So I love Canva. My ride or die. So everything was created through Canva.
That's really cool. And honestly, like, I guess some people, like for me, I use a lot of like Photoshop and a lot of my, like even my first iteration of my logo, I created all through Photoshop. And actually what I did is I took a couple different photos or like drawings that I found online. And then I kind of like sharpened them up and then kind of spliced them all together and then kind of put my own spin on it. And then that's kind of how I got my very first logo. So I've never even thought about using Canva in that way, which is pretty awesome. And honestly, like, I'm impressed because I know that not all, like, people don't, like, think of Canva and try to use it in that
I mean, Canva is great for so many things. Like, if I have to do anything social media-wise, like how I created our cute little calendar that showcases what the Florida Springs Passport is doing here at Rainbow River.
Okay. You did that through Canva.
I did that through Canva, but I think it's like you just have to understand what you are looking for, and just Canva has all the tools.
I gotcha.
So, for example, like the manatee that I use, it's through Canva. It's Canva's like design. But it's like how you place it and what you do with it, you can really create something so wonderful.
Checking out the spring below us.
Oh.
If you put your camera right up on it, you can actually see really well. Like if you record, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, when we come back around, I was thinking about.
You want me to spin around and you can do
a
video?
No.
Okay, all right. I got a cool video just kind of passing over the spring there. But that's awesome. Yeah, I had no idea that all that was like done through Canva. That's really cool. And yeah, I mean, I guess it may not be some like elite tool that like professional whatever.
Well, I know a lot of professionals use like Illustrator.
Yeah.
It's just something I have never dove into. I would be a deer in the headlights. But for some reason, you know, Canva, I just hopped right on and it just became so normal.
I mean, it on it like, and I talk about that a lot too. Well, I don't know who I talk to. But like when it comes to like photography, people are like, oh, like what's the best camera? What lens should I use? What, whatever. And it's like, honestly, it's whatever tools you have. Like if all you have is a point and shoot, if all you have is a disposable camera and you can get the shot, like that's all that matters. So like for you, I mean, maybe you don't know how to use Adobe Illustrator, or maybe you don't know how to use like the most, like maybe you're not proficient in Photoshop, but like you're really good at Canva and you know how to use the tools within Canva to create what you've created, and it's really awesome what you've created. So
thank you.
No, I think all of the artwork, like I'm shocked to know that it was done through Canva, and I'm like even more impressed with you and your like creative ability just being able to utilize Canva in that way, it's awesome. So that's really, really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you, so you're saying that there are, which I'm aware of this too, but like there are hundreds of springs throughout Florida, almost 1,000.
Yep.
How did you come down, like how did you narrow down to the number that you have? So you have 20 in your passport. Are you just sticking to the 20, or are you planning on doing more? Or
I plan on doing more. So the 20 came from the print place I go to because of how it is designed. So I designed it to be a 4x6, just like a passport that you would go travel with.
Okay.
So with a 4x6 saddle stitching, you can only have a certain amount of pages before it can't be saddle stitching.
Okay.
And I wanted it to be that 4x6, and I didn't want it to be bulky or, you know, just too much. So there was a limit on pages. I originally was going to come out with 25 okay. for the book, but because of that restriction, I lowered it down to 20. And I was like, you know what? With that, then I'll just branch off into a volume 2, a volume 3. I do something that's kind of in the works. We plan on doing a Florida Springs Passport Divers Edition. Okay. So we will feature all the dive spots that are freshwater springs that you can dive at, whether it's free diving or scuba diving. I do want to eventually come out too with a Florida Springs Passport paddle or kayak edition. Yeah. So for places where maybe they are, you know, just great paddle runs. Like I hear a lot of great things about Juniper Run. Mm-hmm. I have yet to go, but the girls at King's Landing, Kim and Ashley, they hype Juniper Springs up. So yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go out with them soon. They're going to take me to Juniper. So it's places like that where I would be featuring in like the kayak edition.
I actually met Kim and Ashley at Silver Springs one day.
Oh yeah, when they were having their girls trip hanging out.
I think, yeah. I don't know what they're doing, maybe, but I ran into them in the parking lot, and we chatted for like honestly like almost 30 minutes. We were just kind of talking about a bunch of random stuff. They're super cool.
Yeah.
Love
them.
Yeah. So how did you decide which 20 were going to go in your volume 1? You only have one released right now.
I only have one released. Okay. Volume 2 is almost done.
Okay.
There's been a couple just design hurdles okay. where I don't know if that's exactly what I want to put out mm-hmm. and lock that in. But how I designed the first one, I wanted ones that were already kind of well known. WikiWatchy, it's always on the TV for the mermaids. And actually, WikiWatchy is what I consider my home spring.
Okay.
That is the spring I grew up on. I didn't live on the river, but that was my closest river, 15 minutes away from the house.
Oh, nice.
After a hot day, you go over to Rogers Park, hop on your canoe, kayak, whatever you have, and just spend the rest of the day on the river. So WikiWatchy, of course, I wanted to be in there. And then I already knew about a lot of springs. Rainbow River, one of my girlfriends, they have a house here, and we'll go tubing. We'll do girls' mm-hmm. trips tubing, so I already knew about Rainbow River. So I wanted some already well-known, popular ones, but then, of course, came the hidden gems, which I would consider like some in the Ocala National Forest.
Yeah.
Like Juniper, I think Juniper is just gorgeous. People have to see.
They're a little bit harder to access. Like, you have to drive a little bit to get out there.
Yeah. I mean, of course, it's easy when something's right in your backyard,
yeah.
but that's kind of what the whole passport to get you outside and seeing all the different types of springs.
Exactly. A lot of people back here for this late in the day on a Monday.
We all got the same idea.
I know. Have you always lived in Florida? Like, were you born and raised here?
Or? Yes, born and raised Floridian.
Nice.
I was born kind of in like the Pasco County area.
Okay.
So that's where, over by, close by WikiWatchy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I grew up in WikiWatchy area. And then just with school and then jobs, I've migrated a little south to where I now reside in St. Pete, Florida, which is just outside of Tampa.
Yeah.
So for me to get to WikiWatchy is probably like an hour and a half now, as opposed to when it was like 15 minutes.
I gotcha. With the passport and your page and your channel and everything that you have kind of created and what it is today, I mean, is that your full-time gig now, or do you have another?
No, I still do a lot of other stuff here and there. I'm always doing something or helping out someone. So I do a lot of other side jobs or side projects, but the passport is what really keeps me going, really inspires me. I just feel very fulfilled in this role I'm doing with the passport. It's not my full-time yet. That would eventually be the goal.
I have
goals and plans for the passport brand. But for right now, I'm still doing a mixture of other things.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's kind of, now I've been trying to branch out and do more things like around the passport. Mm-hmm. For example, I started featuring stays, which is what I call locations that are located at the Springs. I do stay features, and we're actually on a stay feature right now for the Rainbow River Bungalows. They are 5 minutes away from KP Hole. So I started with that because the following, not only did they love the content and
With the passport,
and people, of course, purchase the passport, and they see, okay, Rainbow River, Rainbow Springs. I want to go there, but I don't want to do a day trip. I want to stay out there for a couple of days. Where do I go? Is this close by a river? What's the benefits? Should I be looking for something different?
Different accommodations.
Different accommodations for all different people, too. Yeah. There's some houses that hold 16 people. Okay. There's some places that hold 7. There's some places that hold 4.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I want to be the brand that showcases that. While you're going and exploring, check out this. This place might be really appealing to you. Maybe you want to be on the river. Maybe you want to be close by. Maybe not too close. You need a lot of people. It has to be dog friendly. So we started really branching out and doing that as of late. And we got a couple more, planned out.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool.
The next one will be featured off of the Santa Fe River.
Nice. I haven't been to the Santa Fe since college. When I lived up in Gainesville, I went to school at UF. Go Gators, yeah. When I lived up there, I went to school up there. We're going to squeeze by here real quick.
Beep, beep, sorry.
Sorry. When I lived up there and I went to school up there, I used to go to like Gilchrist all the time and I went to Devil's Den a few times up there, which like both of those are pretty cool spots in Santa Fe. You know, a lot of really cool places
to explore.
Kind of check out and explore, yeah.
There's a lot of springs off of the Santa Fe River, so it's like the best place to go spring hopping at.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of out there on the Santa Fe River back in November. So this house is at the Santa Fe River as well, but we're going to be doing different stuff. I've invited our friends at Depth Wish, Kenzie and Tanner, to come on out, and we should be having a good, fun dive time.
Nice.
During that feature, at that point, I hopefully will be PADI certified with free diving.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm going, I'm having Tanner and Kenzie as instructors. So afterwards, we are going to be going to a house off of the Santa Fe, and hopefully we're going to get some diving in and spring hopping. So looking forward to that, but of course, soaking in every moment at the Rainbow River Bungalows.
Yeah. Being out at the Santa Fe and doing the free diving, I mean, was free diving something that, cause I know like, obviously we had it was a couple weeks ago now, but with, Michelle Mermaid Michi we talked about free diving a little bit. Did you always were you always interested in being?
No, I had no idea free diving was a thing.
Okay. So it's kind of a newer.
It was a newer whole area realm. And I just thought it was beautiful. I thought it was incredible. And somehow I've just aligned with the Depth Wish team. Mm-hmm. And now it's happening. So I'm very super stoked. And I will be taking all of the followers with me during that journey as well.
Yeah. Are you, so have you done any like different, because I know there's multiple levels with the freediving courses.
Oh, this will
courses.
Be my intro.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So you've never done freediving before? Like
No.
With
not,
like an educational.
Not as how okay. it should be done, no.
I gotcha. Okay.
There's like a, there's yeah. so many thing I, levels to just freediving in general.
Yeah.
It's, you don't realize it until you start learning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot goes into it, which
yeah.
is exciting. So I'm happy. It's something I can take with me to any location.
Oh, yeah.
At any spring or at any place I want to explore, it's something I can always take with me.
I love this little stretch right here. And,
oh, yes.
I have nobody here. It's so, so cool.
Always reminds me of, a little umbrella.
Yeah.
A palm tree umbrella.
So you, you're pretty closely partnered with... my friends over at the Florida Spring Council.
Yes, I love Chloe.
Yeah,
and
Chloe's
Brenda,
awesome. Yeah, Brenda. Yep.
And
they're,
Ryan.
They're all
I
awesome.
Love them all.
What? How did that come about? And I guess kind of describe your partnership, your relationship with
I
them.
I love to talk about them. So, when launching the passport, it was something very unique. No one has ever done. And I started. Kind of posting more and more on my socials, and Florida Springs Council came across my page. So I don't know if it was Brenda who reached out to me or Chloe, because they both kind of run the socials
yeah,
at times.
Yeah.
But I do believe it was Brenda who reached out to me saying that it was a great concept and that she would love to take me on a paddle sometime. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. So I sent them some passports. And they loved the look and idea of it,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to meet up. So I wind up paddling the Itchinatucky with Ryan and Brenda. And during that paddle, they asked if I could help them come up with their very own booklet. And immediately I, of course. What they do for these springs, I mean, sometimes I sit and think about where some of these springs would be at if it was not for them.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have a brand or a page. These springs really do need our help.
Mm-hmm.
And what that team does for these springs, just with the education part, with taking some of these people to court, it is... Some people can easily overlook what they have actually accomplished,
yeah.
and I'm forever grateful for them. So when they asked if I could help them, of course. So if you guys go to an event and you see the Springs Guide, that was something that Brenda and I worked on together to create just like a great intro to exploring the springs. Our messaging kind of is...
So it's kind of aligned.
Yeah, 100%.
With the passport.
Sometimes I'm like, that's like my little sister book.
Yeah.
Because it gives you the intro. And then if you want more of an in-depth like exploration or something more interactive, then comes my book.
Okay.
So the books go hand in hand. And the whole messaging is we want you to go explore. We don't want you to trash the springs. We don't want you to step on the aquatic plants. We don't want to pollute. We don't want to leave trash. Sometimes my brand, it could get mixed up with like I'm giving away secrets
yeah.
or don't you need to gatekeep. And that's not really who I am. That's not who the brand and that's just not our messaging.
Yeah.
Our messaging is more so go out, explore Florida, and fall in love with these unworldly, there's no place like it, unworldly places like the Springs, and just respect it and fall in love with it and help us protect it. If these springs keep going under the radar with people, and if people don't see what's happening, there is a huge possibility we will lose some of these springs.
Oh, yeah.
And never be able to bounce back from it. So circling back to the Florida Springs Council, what they do for these springs is I put them on a pedestal. They literally do save our springs.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I love that team. They are my favorite.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They're awesome people. I love what they do. And what they stand for and all the work that they've done. And yeah, it's so pretty incredible.
After the book, then they asked me if I wanted to be on their communication advisory board.
Yeah.
So proud advisory board member.
That's cool.
So anything that they ever need from me, they don't ever hesitate.
Bass, yeah. I think he was probably catching a bug or something. Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, so anytime they need me for anything, I'm always there. And whatever I can do to help get the messaging out. We like to show, of course, the beauty of the springs, but we trickle in the education aspects of it along with visual. We just showcased a spring, Manatee Springs, where it's just the algae is terrible.
Yeah,
so we like to bring that into our page, because since I do show a lot of beautiful springs, like, let's focus now on the unhealthy springs. So when you see this, you're recognizing that there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And I would say probably 10 out of 10 times, everyone knows what the issue is. So that's where the Florida Springs Council and the Florida Springs Institute come in and really get the science and everything backed behind it.
Yeah.
So, but the Florida Springs Institute is another nonprofit that I do adore. It's actually the brand we donate to, three nonprofits. It is the Florida Springs Council, of course. We donate to the Florida Springs Institute. We even have our books in the Florida Springs Institute shop. And I actually give them 100% proceeds.
So whatever for the ones that they purchase there,
Correct. So when they tell me they're out, I just send them more. So 100% proceeds go to the Florida Springs Institute when you buy from their store.
Where's their building at?
In High Springs.
Okay.
And I highly recommend going there. Yeah. They have the skeleton of a manatee there. So cool. It's a great spot, and they plan on doing a lot of events there soon. Mm-hmm. They're at a new location. And then the other nonprofit we donate to is Save the Manatees Club. Save the Manatee Club, actually. And we have adopted
a manatee. I was going to say, talk about Gator, yeah.
Yes, so right when the brand launched, I was on social, and I found out you can symbolically adopt a manatee. And I thought that was the best thing ever. I thought that was so cool. So as soon as I found that out, I'm like searching. They have a whole list of all different manatees, where they're located. So I wanted someone, they have like manatees out in the Keys. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to, it has to be spring oriented. And it was between two manatees. And the one manatee I was considering adopting, his name was Brutus. He was like 1,200 pounds. He was a big boy. And I was like,
for
in
a male,
love.
For a male, that's big.
Yeah, he was a big, big boy. And
probably, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's him. And
nice to meet you. Yeah. I'm out here a lot. Yeah. Have a good day. Thank you.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Dot. Dot's famous. She ain't even here.
I know. She doesn't even know it. So you're talking about Brutus.
Back
big boy Brutus.
So, and then I came across Gator, and I loved his story. And I just thought it was such a fun play, especially with the Florida Springs. You have that coexisting animal species.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just so cool to have a manatee named Gator. So I was like, that's it. That's our guy. And we donate to, say, the Manatee Club. I'll enter in like their 5K races. So if you guys see me posting on like social, of like t-shirts or medals, anything associated with the Floridas or the Save the Manatee Club, that's all going towards Gator. So, yeah, we've had him for, like, 2 years now. I've not seen him. That was one of the
questions.
You've
never met him?
Josh asked me that when I first adopted him.
I asked you that.
You did. You said, oh, well, like, have you ever seen him? I have not seen him.
Oh, man.
I have not.
That stinks. So.
No, I know.
I mean, there's, like, the camp. I mean, he's usually at Blue Springs State Park, right?
Correct,
okay,
yeah.
So, I mean.
So, what I do is, like, I'll reach out to Blue Springs Park, like, their help, and I'm like, if y'all get a video Gator, please send it to me. So they've been being good and keeping an eye out for him.
Okay.
But, of course, now with the end of manatee
season,
they're all on. So my hope is next year.
Okay.
So, you know, with being in St. Pete, it's a little bit of a trek to maybe like really know if he's going to be there or not.
Yeah.
But the goal one day is to meet my little boy.
That's so funny that like, yeah, you have a gator that you have adopted, or a gator, you have a manatee that you adopted named Gator.
Yep.
And you haven't met him, which
No.
You have to one day. That's something
I have to.
I will.
What girl's been just hustling and grinding lately, you know, getting on that page. Yeah. We're trying to plan events. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been able to make my way. I want to start planning a trip to go into the Panhandle.
Okay.
There's a bunch of springs out in the Panhandle. You're familiar with them.
Yep.
So just stuff like that has kept me from going to see him.
Yeah.
But
life. You're just busy and stuff happens. And
just growing the brand.
Yeah.
Doing things.
With your brand, where can people find you? Are you like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook? Like what are all the things you have?
So I have the biggest following on Instagram. Okay. That's kind of where I curate and I pour my heart and soul is into Instagram.
Okay.
All the captions, everything. I literally pour my heart into Instagram.
Okay.
And then I'll just share it on TikTok sometimes. I feel like I'm not a big TikToker.
Yeah.
So I'll just like maybe reshare the same video, but maybe different messaging.
Okay.
But not as like how much I pour my heart and soul into Instagram.
Yeah.
And Facebook is you can find me on Facebook too. Facebook actually is a different kind of social for me to where like I will reshare a lot of important information. For example, if like parks are closed.
Okay.
During manatee season, they'll open and close Three Sisters Springs for like swimmers. I always am posting if Three Sisters is open or if it's closed. So I actually kind of have my Facebook more of like stay in the know.
Okay.
What's going on?
Like current
update. Current events.
Yeah,
what's going on? Sprinkled with videos and stuff, but that's kind of more. It's easier to share more information like that on Facebook. So I'll just like reshare it. But you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok under FL Springs Passport.
Okay.
And I have a couple YouTube videos, but nothing to where you gotta go follow. Nothing to boast. Not yet. We'll get into that soon.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. But those would be my top three that you can follow us on.
So your social FL Springs Passport.
Passport.
Okay. And
That's it.
What are like future things that you're able to share with us without giving away secrets? What are some future stuff you have like planned coming up in the next, I would say even like the next like 3 to 6 months that you're hoping to do?
Well, I would love to host my very first event.
Okay.
So
what would that entail? You like Florida Spring Passport doing an event. What does that look like?
I don't really know yet.
Okay.
It's just so exciting, but I'm thinking of doing a huge paddle meetup maybe.
Okay.
We've discussed on social some campouts,
mm-hmm.
So maybe a campout with a paddle meetup. Maybe if my first event, maybe I should just stick with a day event. I don't know yet. I'm kind of...
You're just playing with ideas.
The idea.
Okay.
I'm getting to, with being, the Florida Springs Passport girl, I'm networking a lot. I'm learning about a lot of companies and what they do.
Yeah.
And I'm finding a lot of companies who align with what I want to do and what I believe in. So that it's all kind of nicely just coming together. I'm meeting some great people who design t-shirts, and I would love to have an event maybe where they could be out there and we have our own specific t-shirt made and sold where it's like around
like
the
for
springs,
that event.
For that event.
Yeah.
So I have some ideas, but then also what would be done in the next 3 to 6 months would be volume 2 of the passport. 100%.
Okay.
I am now just like finalizing. Every passport comes with around 6 discounted EcoTour vouchers or kayak rentals. I have started putting together the discounts, which is like, hey, we're ready to roll. We want you a part of our passport. We would love for you to give our passport holders.
Sorry, I'm trying not to run into the tree, my bad.
We would love to give, if you could give our passport holders a discount
for
coming and hanging out and seeing you. So I would say more stays are in the works.
Okay.
Our first ever event is in the works.
And so you got a lot of stuff on the horizon that you're looking
to. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I have big plans for this
cool.
brand. I love, love, love this brand so much. I got great, great ideas.
Yeah.
PR boxes, fun stuff like that. We are going to have maybe ambassadors,
yeah,
just like people who really speak what we want out of people who go explore the springs.
Just people that represent the brand well, yeah.
100%. Yeah. I would love to have them under the passport because to me they do a lot themselves, and it maybe go, people don't realize that. So, so a lot of fun things, a lot of fun things.
Cool. Well, I like, as a friend, I'm really excited for all of that. And I mean, obviously, if you ever need help with anything, you know that you can reach out to me.
Oh,
I'm always,
of course.
Yeah. So, but thank you. I really do appreciate you coming out, coming and do this. It's a lot of fun. I always like look forward to reaching out to you and just hanging, like being, spending time together in person, because I feel like we communicate a lot through social and through text message or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, it's cool.
And it was
a
beautiful day to be out on the river.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful day out.
Yeah, it wasn't, the sun wasn't blazing. It was kind of overcast, which was nice. But, well, yeah, I appreciate it. Danielle, thank you for coming out. And, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.